Today is the darkest day in all of human history. The history of our salvation began with the breakdown of trust. And this is really what original sin is all about. You see, the devil tempted Adam and Eve and made them suspicious of God. The devil undermined the trust of God. The devil questioned Adam and Eve, asking them, "Did God really tell you you couldn't eat the fruit from that tree? You won't really die if you eat it." When Adam and Eve stopped trusting in God, their relationship with God was shattered. The human race was cut off from its source of happiness. From that moment forward, the world needed a savior. We needed someone who could reestablish that trust between the human race and God. This is really what the mission of Jesus was, to rebuild the shattered trust that Adam and Eve lost for us. You see, Jesus Christ's cross is a bridge for us to return to communion with God, the source of our happiness. This is really what the mystery of the cross is all about. Jesus willingly being obedient to the Father to come down to our level of humanity. He willingly allowed himself to suffer, to be subject to the power of evil and the devil. You see, Christ was limitless in his trust of God the Father, and he rebuilt the bridge of trust between us and God the Father, which Adam lacked and destroyed this trust. That's what we mean when we say that Christ saved us by dying on the cross. As the letter to the Hebrews expresses, "Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered." As Jesus was dying on the cross, he being human and divine, was able to remember every one of us here in this room today. Because of Jesus' divinity was with his humanity, when he hung on that cross, every one of our names and our memory of our lifetime went through his mind. It's hard for us to grasp because Jesus was fully human and fully divine. But when, on that moment when he was dying and when he knew he was dying for our salvation, each one of us throughout all of human history until his second coming, our names and our faces went through his mind, knowing that he was dying for each individual one of us. And when we meditate on that, and when we pray about that, that's really an awesome moment to see how much he loved each one of us, that he remembered us even though we weren't born 2,000 years ago. But he knew, and he died for each one of us. Jesus does not want us to run from our individual crosses that we carry in this life, but he wants us to intersect our cross with his cross. Jesus wants us to turn to him as an expression of our love for him, as he turns with his cross to us as his expression of great love for us and his desire for us to be with him for all eternity. Jesus desires for each of us to draw to greater trust in him and to draw into greater communion with him by uniting our cross to his cross. We need to ask Christ to help strengthen us to embrace our personal crosses in this life. Just as he embraced his own cross in dying for our salvation. Folks, today, no words that I can say are adequate. No words I can say are adequate for what we celebrate today with great gratitude with great sorrow and great repentance, because the ultimate gift of life and salvation are before us. So before we continue on, I think the most effective thing is for each of us to spend a couple minutes in silent prayer, relating to Christ in our own words, in our own prayer, our sorrow for our sins, but more importantly, for our gratitude, our gracious hearts for what he endured for our salvation. I think it's appropriate that we each say that silently in our own hearts as we connect our hearts to his heart on the cross.